WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Two Israeli women, both of them senior citizens, both released by Hamas, although their husbands are still being held. Sharon Lifshitz's 85-year-old mother and father were kidnapped from kibbutz on October 7th.
My mom and my dad were separated at the very beginning, and so we do not know, from my mom's story, what happened to my dad.
She says her mother and the other hostage, who is 79, were treated well and shared food with about two dozen other hostages and their captors. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president has made clear that getting these hostages out is his top priority. And the president is also working to try and get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. And while publicly the White House insists they are not going to dictate Israel's military response, behind closed doors we have learned that they are urging caution, pressing Israel to delay its ground invasion, hoping to buy time to get more hostages out and more aid in.
This is ABC News. General Motors this morning saying earnings this year will be down by at least $800 million, all because of the auto workers strike. The UAW started its walkout against Detroit's Big Three back in September. A Halloween celebration in a St. Louis suburb landing a cop in jail.
It happened during a school-sponsored trick-or-treating event over a week ago with hundreds of parents and children in the St. Louis suburb Kirkwood. A police document says an off-duty officer, Matthew McCullough, told several people that they were all going to die. Police say after a man pushed him to the ground, McCullough lifted his shirt to show a handgun and badge, then shot into the air at least a dozen times, shouting that all attendees would die. Police say McCullough is no longer a cop, jailed on $500,000 bail. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And it turns out the moon is a lot older than we thought. Scientists going over rocks brought back by Apollo 17 now say the initial estimates on its age were off by about 40 million years. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said. Just take a walk.
That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression going on medication? He's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men.
There's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a rough Tuesday morning. Ace, thank you very much for being in. Ace, of course, is one of our favorite guys. He's going to be doing a great thing at the Meyer Theater with an amazing meal and entertainment coming up November 2nd. We'll talk more about that. I got a text here. Have you been to the Cajun Creole Eatery in Marquette, Michigan? I was there last weekend. Best Cajun food I ever had. No, I have not. I wouldn't think of Marquette and Cajun food
in the same sentence,
but I would do it.
So will I.
I'm gonna make something really good with that shrimp I bought.
Yeah, that's
I am. I'm gonna bring it in. I'm gonna give some to you and Tom. Yeah,
no,
and
that's
Christy.
Gonna end up.
And you guys are all gonna say, this is really good.
He's gonna boil that with that sodium, and you're gonna have salty shrimp. But that's great, John. All right. I mean, that's I'm happy for you. Hey,
thanks for your encouragement. Ace is also, Jim.
And Ace is also doing an event tonight for us, and we have some very special guests coming tonight. Obviously, AJ Dillon, John Mino, but we also have Dr. Tiller coming tonight, who is the superintendent of Green Bay Public Schools, who's doing a great, great job hitting the ground. And he's
and
also
the sharpest dresser in Green Bay. Let's
wins.
Just
that's
admit
why we
it.
Would we don't want to have him. He said, "Can I do this over the phone?" We're like, "No, we want to look at you, man. You are."
He just dresses sharp.
You do.
I'm not a sharp dresser,
Joe John. That's painfully obvious. You know, he's no slave to fashion. We know that, but. Dr. Tiller, you've been here since June, and you came into an environment that needed change, an agent of change, which you are. And I know you a little bit. I read a lot about the school. I've been to a few school boards meetings. I've seen you there. I want to start with the good news, and I want to thank you for preserving the Da Vinci School for the gifted and talented kids in our community. That wouldn't have happened without you, and you can say, well, yeah, it would have. No, it wouldn't have. I was at the meetings before you got here, and I was at the meetings after you got here, and you're the one who changed the course. And this community has a lot of needs, right? When you got 19,000 students in the school district, we have some very talented, gifted kids, and they need to be taken care of, as do kids who are struggling. I just want to thank you for getting that resolved, because I was very concerned about that. But with that said, there's still a few issues going on. Tank, Kennedy, Keller, I should say. How are things going?
So, first of all, thank you. I'm sitting up here laughing for the audience, because Mino, we have a picture of him, and I wish it would get out, but I'm not going to talk about what the picture, because bald spot.
Is that my bald spot?
I think it is. I think since he opened up the can of worms, how do we get on bald spots anyway?
I don't know.
I'm completely bald.
I know. Thank you.
But
he said I was thinning. My hair was thinning.
But
Dr.
And Todd is all over it too, and just because Todd has the most perfect hair in America. Look at me.
Todd has that what's it called?
Luxurious hair.
He kind of does. Todd, yeah. You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has got what's it called? That flare? What's it called?
He's got a flare.
A flare.
Oh, the fade. The fade. Yeah.
A fade. And then Dr. Tiller, who is bald but just looks the part. John, you look like you're trying and you just haven't figured it out.
How about
this? Yeah. He got a bald spot. He's wearing a hoodie. It's like, come on, John.
Yeah, yeah. He's like trapped in right, a time capsule. But that's my boy. I want to say that.
Thank you, Dr. Tiller.
He's my boy. So, get off my boy. Okay. Now.
Thank you, Dr. Tiller.
I'm done. All right.
We got that Flint cred, right?
Yeah, we're both Flint.
We're both Flintstones.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Dr. Tiller.
All right.
They don't know what that means.
No, but
this is what I love about the show. We can digress and then get back on topic at the same time.
I hope so.
So the tank in the it was the tank to Lincoln and the Keller to Kennedy.
Right.
It was a needed move. It was a long time coming. So when I came in, I just believe in just tearing the Band-Aid off and getting things moving forward.
Right.
Because you can't wait too long in the year because it's September, school started, now it's October. So we had to make decisions. So we had to make suggestions to the board to make very important decisions. And we go through the process. It's just like a grieving with the parents. The parents, you know, they don't want to move. And I understand change is difficult for people, very difficult. But like I said in the media, I have to make decisions upon 19,000 students.
Right.
And I applaud the parents for speaking up for their individual child or their children, and I would expect nothing less. But I just have to make decisions that's in the best interest for all children in the district.
And you're doing that, and I think that's great. Can I ask, what do you have plans? I know you consolidate these schools, and it makes sense, and even with the Red Smith, which is, that's a great facility, great faculty. I mean, we very high marks when I was mayor on Red Smith, as they did at Wikiok too, I want to say. What happens to the buildings? That's still an asset of the school district. And we have such a need for some housing in Green Bay. I mean, I deal with that very often with some of the people I talk to. What are your plans for the vacant buildings?
So it's everything is in the works. But first of all, those are the taxpayers' buildings. So I believe in bringing people along. So we would not make any type of decisions that's major to those buildings unless we kind of involve the community. That's how I'm able to make these decisions or make the suggestions to the board for the decision, because I'm bringing everybody right along with me. I'm bringing the parents. I'm bringing the students. I'm bringing the community. I'm bringing everybody right along with me. But on that note, we are even looking at thinking outside the box, temporary housing for teachers that we are recruiting.
Nice.
That possibly could stay in there. So we got to think outside the box because we have to recruit talent into Green Bay. And that could be one of the situations that we're looking at. I'm just tossing the ideal out.
What an incentive. You know, I think there was incentive sometimes to pay, and this is this could harken back to actually Bill Clinton days, but paying maybe the male teachers in the science and math a little bit. Kids relate to certain kids. You know, I think I look at my best teachers. You know, I had some great, well, I had nuns, but I had some, my band teacher, Brother Andrew Shane, was just a great, great teacher. And I just think I was a better student because of him. And to get those people to take the job, maybe housing is something that we have to entertain, right?
Exactly. Yeah,
I love the way you're thinking. Other things that are going on, I mean, parents, and I'm glad you understand that there's nothing more important to a parent than their kids. So they are going to be emotional over decisions, all decisions.
Exactly.
How are you managing all that?
So I understand. I don't try to patronize them. So I don't say, oh, yeah, it'll be okay. I don't know what it's like for my child to have a consolidated school or school closing. So I understand where they're coming from. My point from a superintendent's perspective is to let them know they're going to be moving to a better situation.
Right. And that's really what the parents want.
Exactly.
They don't like change. Nobody likes change. I mean, I was as mayor, you know, we're going to redo this. It's like, oh, what's wrong with the way it is?
Yeah.
And I get that. I mean, you know, when leave well enough alone, that type of thing. But, You're just not going to advance the community if you leave well enough alone. You're going to become complacent, and if you're complacent, you're going to be sliding backwards. You know, the ultimate thing that people are looking forward to that you had talked about is increasing the test scores. And,
yes.
And I understand buildings, but at the end of the day, we want the best product for our kids.
Exactly.
And how is that being addressed, the increase in the ACT scores or the proficiency in, you know, fourth, fifth grade reading levels? I think we've fallen a little bit on that. I think you look at national, there's so many ways to look at those numbers. You know, one of them is, oh, we're doing great. You look at another report, well, we're not doing great. You know what I mean? And I think you know how we're doing.
Yeah.
And I'd like to hear it from you and what your plans are to really focus on the education.
So what I will say, and as you know, I'm very transparent with everybody. Mm-hmm. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm going to just point blank like that. We have to move the scores. So we have curriculum. We have teachers. We have district office that are in place. We have set district goals. For example, we have 7% in math, 7% in reading. We just hit a major milestone because we have student engagement that we just sent out for a survey. And we had a goal of 95% for the district. This is basically love and logic. And we want to know, when I came on board, I want to really know that affective piece. I want to know how our students felt about their teachers, how they felt about the principals. Were they in a safe and secure environment? How did they feel? So as of Friday, we got back 95.2%.
Wow. So they obviously care,
yes.
Right? If that response rate, all right. That will be interesting data for you to go through.
It will.
I know you're a data-driven guy.
Yes.
You know, and I think, again, you know, I don't want to jump to the proficiency on reading and math, but the basics of a safe environment, that's critical.
Absolutely.
I hope that your students, and, you know, this is where there might be a little, I don't want to blur the lines here, but they also got to be healthy students. I mean,
sure.
Kids go to school with a toothache. They're just not going to learn like if they were healthy and
absolutely.
Nutrition. Those are, you know, as everybody knows, you know, the Maslow's hierarchy, those basics. Mm-hmm. And that's great that you address that in your study. And then we can move towards, you know, the higher education.
I love this text we just got in here. Love Dr. Tiller, positive attitude. I was a special education teacher / basketball coach in the area for 34 years before I retired 3 years ago. Green Bay School District is heading in the right direction. Good luck.
Wow. Thank you, whoever just sent that text in. I appreciate that. Keep the positive 212 energy coming in.
Yeah. I you bring that, and you've been doing a lot. I just, you were just at Washington, I think.
Yeah.
I saw, what was it? Tell me a little bit about that event. I think that's great that kids see you not as somebody in some ivory tower, that you're there and you do, you outdress
somebody
them.
Will take his bike to school.
Exactly. Or my scooter.
Or your scooter.
Or that's right. With his Converse shoes. And
that's
his...
right. So, what are we looking like?
Oh, we got time. We got all the time in the world for you.
Well, he's like, we're going to go to a break in a minute, but yeah, if you just want to start that.
So, yes, I was at Washington, so we were doing an eighth grade student engagement. It's important that they know where they are. We talk about data. That was what the meeting was about, to let them know where they were at and how they could improve and what types of situations that they need to improve upon as we move forward. So that's what type of meeting that was.
That's awesome. Hey, I want to... when we come back, I'll talk a little bit about the extracurricular activities.
Sure.
A little bit about sports. Johnny and I got a couple questions, and where that rates on your priority scale.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
We talk about that.
And Todd, of course, apropos, sharp dressed man. ZZ Top, 1982. Rocking it. Mine on the Mayor and Dr. Tiller. Back after this.
Fall
is prime for planting, and Lowe's knows how to help. Start by beautifying your garden with our large assortment of mums, available in a variety of colors. Then get Stay Green Garden Soil starting at $4.48 to feed your plants all season long. And don't forget Scott's Fertilizer for preparing your lawn for a better spring, starting at $28.48. A great-looking fall starts here. Lowe's knows home improvement. Selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 69. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 59. Isolated thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 64. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-60s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Friday with highs in the low 60s and scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, WISS, coming your way out of Oshkosh. Green Bay, 55 degrees, Appleton, 57, Oshkosh, 58 degrees. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors, products with limited lifetime warranties, incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass, stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze. The Pella Play proves to be a winner. Make monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door. Get a free quote at PellaWI.com. Whether you're looking to replace old or damaged windows and doors or just want to revamp the look of your home, Pella offers a wide range of styles and materials to match your home's unique design. Don't miss out for a limited time. Monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per door. Check out Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get your free quote today at PellaWI.com. We're with Dr. Tiller, our very special guest, who, as we said before, you've got an open door policy here, doctor. Whenever you want to come and talk about something, we'd love to have you. We think you're doing great things for this community. I think it's much needed. And the cool part is you have the student's best interest at heart.
Thank you. I know, as those rhinestones around those glasses,
okay,
you
got. Here we go.
I know.
All right.
Jeez Louise. Come on now. You're supposed to be a Flintstone. Now take those rhinestones off those glasses.
He's getting.
I had them in the car. I was from the dollar store.
They're just list.
You always know when John has been in the lobby because he leaves his blinged out glasses on the table.
It's
not the real bling.
I just lost my street cred.
Yeah, I think you did.
How would I do walking down in Flint?
Yeah. Give those back. Yeah. To your wife.
Take those off and put those right there. Julie will take them back.
But Dr. Tiller.
Computer case, you always see why do you have Donald
Kirk? Oh, yeah. How about your computer case there, big boy?
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton.
Oh.
We're here with Dr. Tiller. Dr. Tiller, as Johnny said, you know, you've got the students in mind. And you oversee, you know, almost 20,000 students are looking to you for leadership. And,
yes.
And then almost double that with parents like me. And I think you're doing great. I think you're in an environment that can be a little bit challenging. I'm not sure I'm the biggest fan of everyone on the school board. And we'll get to that in another show. But right now, there's some talk about sports, and
sure.
And I know your top priority is academics. You made that very clear when you came here. We're going to increase the proficiency on our reading scores and grade school. But here we are, high school too, but here we are with sports. Is that, where does that fit into your vision?
So you got to figure, let me give you a background where I come from. So I was a former physical education teacher, captain of the 1989 track and field team, full scholarship athlete to the University of Michigan Ann Arbor. So I have a sports background, coach, track and field team. So I have a sports background. So when I look at the sports, and when I see our teams struggling, it hurts my heart. It really does, because I've always been rah, rah, rah. Not only that we always win, but it's what goes into that. For example, we have wonderful coaches. They're instilling in these young men something that's more than football. They're in it to instill the culture. They have changed around the culture. I have a football coach by the name of Coach Nico. He's the head football coach over at East. He has turned around the culture of the building with these 83, 85 young men that I have personally single-handedly shook each and every one of their hands. Wow. And when I walk into the building, they instantly embrace me. And we are, so it's not so much all about the football. It's about what it can be done. In the culture that is changing, then you get to the practice, then you get to the winning, because I'd rather for them to be strong. It's easier for to build strong children than it is to fix broken men. So I'm building strong children now so that they go on to be better students in life. And
how tough is it, though, on a Friday night when, you know, they get pummeled out there, and
it's tough.
And like I said, they're going to show up for practice today. Well, not playoffs are in it, but generally they would show up for practice on a Tuesday on a crappy day, and they're going to do those same drills as the kids at Bayport or Westy Pier or wherever do, and they're going to try just as hard. They're going to have just as much passion, but they just don't get the results. That's tough to see, isn't it?
That's tough to see, but that's a life lesson.
Good
because
point.
Life sometimes will knock you down, and those who I always tell students like that and kids like that, if you don't win a game and when life knocks you down, make sure you fall on your back, because if you look up, you can get up. So that's the whole purpose behind that. You keep coming back. Keep coming back. That's life. You're not going to always be successful at 100% of the things you do. And how do you react to that? You don't go up in a shell somewhere and hide. You just come back and you keep trying again till you are successful.
Beautiful.
That is, and you mentioned the coaching, and I know you have an extensive background in athletics, but boy, those coaches today, and even at GB, it's more than just the X's and O's.
Yes.
I mean, these coaches today they're remarkable, how they turn students into young adults.
Because what's going on now, coaches as well as teachers and principals, sometimes we have to be that sister. We have to be that brother. We have to be that uncle. We have to be that father. We have to be multiple hats you have to wear with our students sometimes these days. And sometimes people come to me and they say, you know, how do you address kids that come to you broken? And I tell people this, broken crayons still color. So you need to address them and make them strong as you move forward, because they're still willing to move forward.
Nice.
See where this guy got hired?
He's awesome. He's awesome. We're in good hands around here.
We are. We feel good about that.
And I love how hands-on you are. Like, we're at the event you had the day to start school at West High School.
Yes.
And great turnout. I mean, fantastic. And all the teachers there doing little contests and different things. I thought that was outstanding.
You know, I picked up a lot of things. They said you have mentors. Now, mentors can do two things for you. They can do good things or bad things. Unfortunately or fortunately, I had mentors that wasn't that good. So I just did the opposite of what they did, and I'll be all right.
What events were you in track?
400 meters.
Oh, what was your time?
My time, 45.3 was my fastest.
Right, I don't like you anymore. I'm so old. I was a 440 guy. Remember the old 440?
Oh, yes, on the dirt track.
Yes, absolutely. Dr. Tiller, wonderful having you here.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
I was in the pep band.
That's good, too. Hey, you guys had a great break. Sandra Rank will be joining us when we get back.
We'll see you tonight, Dr. Tiller.
Thank you, Dr.
Okay,
Tiller.
Thank you. Don't see too many faces.
from the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Ike Jachi. Two Israeli women, both of them senior citizens, both released by Hamas, although their husbands are still being held. Sharon Lifshitz's 85-year-old mother and father were kidnapped from kibbutz on October 7th.
My mom and my dad were separated at the very beginning, and so we do not know, for my mom's story, what happened to my dad.
She says her mother and the other hostage, who is 79, were treated well and shared food with about two dozen other hostages and their captors. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president has made clear that getting these hostages out is his top priority. And the president is also working to try and get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. And while publicly the White House insists they are not going to dictate Israel's military response, behind closed doors, we have learned that they are urging caution, pressing Israel to delay its ground invasion, hoping to buy time to get more hostages out and more aid in.
This is ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of Sandra Rank Realty with Keller Williams.
Doesn't Todd have the perfect voice? Man?
He does. And now, everything, the perfect
inside
hair.
Inside the House with Sandra Rank.
Right.
I like
Sandra
it.
Sandra Rank with Keller Williams.
Just got to get me some of those bedazzled glasses and I'll be all
hey,
set.
Hey, okay, you know what, Todd?
$10.
Are you serious? Are you wearing...
Yes,
he's wearing... That's not bedazzled.
Thank you, Sandra.
But look at those.
That's preschool level bedazzled.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean... And
dude,
these
why
were,
would you
these
buy
are,
those? Those are totally women's glasses.
They're women's glasses, but they're not bedazzled too much.
It's when they have the power. I think my thing
those
is.
Those are the only 2.5s or whatever you wear.
150.
Oh, I think they're
yours like Coke bottles, by
mine
the way.
Mine are 1.52.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Mine are, okay, so mine when are, you find them, I don't wear you glasses load up because they're $1.25, so you, and they break pretty easy.
You probably
easy.
Had surgery.
No, I didn't. No, no, yeah, I can see, I can read. I've seen far away as a little
Sandra, would you be honest with me on something? But
I'm always
but
honest
a nice,
with you.
But
you
a nice honest compared to these people?
Yeah, these I would be.
John said a...
Beasters I'm dealing with between Todd and him and Christy. Would you be nice to me?
Don't let anyone be fooled. You can handle your own.
You,
do I have a bald spot in the back of my head?
Okay.
See. Yes.
Okay, oh, Sandra, so Johnny... just for the record, we're going to get the video cameras here wow. sooner or later.
But you have to really look because your skin kind of matches your hair color.
White.
Yes.
Okay. Pale. Let's just end this right now.
Pale.
Todd. Okay. Don't we'll you use, have some music you can
we'll
play?
Use, we'll use pale. Hey, Sandra. Wow. I had a text from a young couple.
She could have hesitated.
I know.
She could have just gone.
John.
I guess. Instead of, yep.
Yep. It's bald, but it wow. matches what she said. So,
okay, go
your
ahead.
Hair color and skin.
Just move on.
The color of pale. Wow. Anyway, I, John, it's reality. Anyway, I want to move on. I
your
got a
eyebrows
text.
Are getting gray. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, they are. I don't know how you can do that comb over with those.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay, what all is your right. question?
Mike, I got a text. They're a young couple, 28, 29, 29, 30, whatever. Doesn't make any difference. Should they're saving.
I just got to check. Do you watch Seinfeld? I know a blind guy you can exchange frames with. That's from a Seinfeld
episode. Squirrel.
Yes. Hi, Sandra. Are you?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, Johnny, this is you can fit into this because you've done this.
Okay.
But you're much, much older than yep. 28, 29. Young couple. They love the community, like Greater Green Bay, right? Should they save for a house or should they buy a piece of property that is being built? And you've done that.
And build?
Yeah.
Okay.
So kind of force your hand on saving, buy the lot, pay off the lot, and then build the house.
They're both excellent options.
Okay.
Both excellent. I mean, it depends on like if you buy existing, you're going to get a larger, probably a more of a property than if you build. But those are great options. Both build wealth for them eventually, which is the goal of homeownership.
So it's okay to buy a lot, pay that lot off, use that as a down payment for your house.
Absolutely, because you're focused on the same end result.
Okay. Any great developments going on in Green Bay? I know there's a lot of stuff on the Far East Side. I don't know if they plotted a bunch of stuff out in Ledgeview, although you have to be a little bit careful when you buy a lot because aren't there covenants with what you got to build?
Yes. You know, it's interesting that you asked me this question because your name came up in a meeting yesterday. I was with some developers yesterday, and it was your enthusiasm and energy and excitement for the city are very missed. That was what came up.
Wow. Well,
so anyway,
cool.
Yeah, it was really
cool. You know
cool.
what? Can I just say one thing? The city can have them back.
Well, maybe the city should have it back.
No.
Just say
mine
it. But anyway. But anyway, there are a number of developments going on. They should work backwards from what they want out of their home experience. Is school district important to them? They want to be like location wise? There's stuff going on all over the city. So they have a number of options.
All right. Yeah, I think that's, I would agree that, look, sometimes Americans are better at saving if they have bills. You know, like a forced savings, you know,
people are better at saving if they have goals, if they're wise enough to look at how they want to build their financial wealth.
But if you had, okay, I'm just saying, if you had to make $1,500 payment or $1,000 payment to your land every month, or you should save $1,000 a month sometimes. And look, people are people, but mm-hmm. just
They sound smart to me.
They are. They asked a question, and I said, "Hey, look, you know, I don't know what the better thing is to do, but you, as long as, like you said, the main goal, mm-hmm. school districts, and I don't want to be hesitant with that, but we just had the superintendent of schools on, and I think maybe if people are looking at school districts, maybe Green Bay wouldn't win. I'm just being honest.
I'm just people make decisions based on people have different things that are important to them. What's so great about our area is they're living in different areas is completely different experiences one from the other.
Which is kind of cool.
It's super cool. So you have to just figure out what it is that is important to you and work backwards from that.
All right.
So what do you want to talk about
today? We're doing the haunting stuff.
I know. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But I'm bowing out early, so you guys can talk about the haunted stuff.
Okay. Early enough.
Okay. So, and what a perfect weather this morning. I'm like, oh my gosh.
And Todd has to get in this. Todd is a huge paranormal person. Right, Todd?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's a couple of different things with regards to hauntings. There are like actual ghost hauntings, which we can talk about, but there's also energetic hauntings. So more often than not, we have energetic things. And I'll give you an example of that. Sometimes if there's a house where there's some intense situations going on, let's say somebody commits suicide, a child dies, a husband, a member of the family dies, there's a nasty divorce, whatever. Sometimes there can be weird energy in a home. And when you have that, sometimes it's wise to get a house clearing. So I'll give you an example. So I had a house that had some funky mojo going on. And I was like, you know what? I need a little boost here. So I called a person that I know that does house clearings. And she came in and said, well, there's an older woman that's here.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, is she gone now? Anyway, so what they do is they help them transition over. So that's their department. So the house was cleared. So then I asked the seller, I'm like, somebody died in this house? And she's like, yeah, my mom fell down the back steps and died. Oh,
wow.
Oh, they didn't tell me. So I was like, oh my gosh. So there's just sometimes just clearing the energy can be really interesting.
So can you feel it when you walk into a property yourself?
Most of the time I can.
Okay. So you're sensitive to that.
Yes. So if it's too much, I will, you know, have the house cleared.
How do you clear it?
I have someone come in that does that. I don't do it.
What does that mean? Like, what
that
do you mean?
Means a person comes in and they walk through the house and they have, like, they do sage, they do Palo Santo, they go through and I don't know what exactly they do, but they have their process and they energetically clear the house. But those people are super connected to the other side.
That is like super interesting. I just want to tell you a story. I don't talk about you, but we had a lady come over to our house. She's been over twice from Indiana, came in to visit, kind of works with my wife. She goes to a place in our house and she like feels this like, I don't know, vortex or whatever. And
you have an older house. I mean,
115 years, 100, yeah. Yeah, it's older than that, 117 years old. And she went to the same spot. So she came over last week and she's like, she went up, you know, and I'll show you that when you come over someday, John.
Yeah. That day never come. But
she's like, I feel it here. I just thought that was really weird. And I'm like, oh, so, that's kind of weird. It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's a real, everybody has energy in their house. Whether you're in tune to it or not, you have energy. So interestingly enough, like in Green Bay, people say that Green Bay is one of the most haunted places in the state of Wisconsin because of the Fort Howard. So, and the whole Indian tribe thing. So like they say, Adams Street was at one time an Indian burial ground and John Jacob Astor plowed right over that and developed. So they say there's like a lot of poltergeisty things on Adams Street. Another really supposedly very haunted area is Broadway. So there's a business on Broadway. This is kind of an interesting story. There's a business on Broadway who they had purchased the business and they things were moving. Like they would, like this phone, they'd come back and it'd be in a different spot. And at first they were like, just thinking they did it. And then they were like, what is going on? You know, what is going on here?
What the?
So anyway, so what happened was then other people started saying things. And then they started like seeing things like in a mirror. So they were like, okay, what is going on here? So they set up a camera. Just put a camera up by their desk. Came in one day and we're looking at the footage. And they saw a man go by the mirror.
Come on.
I'm not joking. I can show you the video.
God.
And then they saw a little girl go by. So then anyway, they called in people to like purge their building. And without telling them what they saw, they said, you have an older man. There's a daughter here. Or not a young girl here. So anyway, it took a while to get them to move on, but they did move on. But they have it on tape.
Wow.
And that's in the Broadway district.
We had Matt Gable here from Meyer Theater, and he swears the Meyer Theater is haunted.
Okay.
He absolutely swears
by that's
it.
That's an older building too, right? Yeah. I mean, you talk about
Todd jump in at any time here.
Yeah, he did. I mean,
I would love to actually get my equipment loaded up and show up at Jim's house and see what he's got.
I, I think, though, this lady who said that. And
you have equipment?
And I know that there's houses that are 100 years old. And, like, I agree that Astor just kind of, you know, those French are just like, we're making these long lots. And they did plow over some stuff. And there could be some history there. But I don't think all spirits are bad.
No.
No.
And that's why I don't want to.
But they can be unnerving.
Purge.
So, I mean, so it depends on, like, so in, like, another example. I had a house that I sold in, doesn't matter where. And this person said to me, oh, wow, I always saw that little girl in the window. And I'm like, they don't have a little girl. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, they do, because we see it in her in the window all the time. So then I asked the old owners, I'm like, what's with, and they're like, well, yeah, we kind of heard about that, but we never saw her. But
Todd?
Other people did.
Yes.
Jump in.
Well, I mean, people have those experiences all the time. You were talking about the restaurant. I've seen and investigated restaurants where, because
it wasn't a restaurant.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about the Meyer.
But she was saying there was a business on Broadway. Yeah. And I've been seen footage at a restaurant where a salsa dish slowly slides across the table so slowly that nobody around them actually sees it, but it happens over like a minute or 2 minutes. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, I know things have happened at the Union Hotel.
Oh, that's notorious.
You know, like,
that's
notorious. People that have been there for the first time ever from like Packer games that come to town.
Right.
And they're like, hey, we're in this back room, and this might sound weird, but, and they'll say something that happened, who have never been to the Union Hotel before, who have no idea about the history of the Union Hotel.
Yeah.
And that's the honest to Lord truth, that these things happen.
But in terms of purchasing a home, and you disclose this, so yes,
I did,
or no?
You know, I followed up with that. I called the president of R&W just to double check on that. And that was I got a very interesting reply. I said, What is the legality of disclosing hauntings? And he said, it's not on, we talked about this. It's not on our condition reports. We don't legally have to disclose a haunting a death or a haunting, unless, to John's point, you are asked specifically. If you're asked, you do need to respond.
Right.
But he said, as real estate agents, you also have to disclose any adverse facts. So if there's a house that's notorious.
But would that be considered an adverse fact?
Well,
that's
depends.
Always the debate.
And he said that the answer to that question is if it affects the value of the property. I'll give you an example. There's a house where there's like a triple murder or a double murder or any murder, and you don't disclose that on the condition report. Somebody from out of town comes in and buys that house, has no idea, and then goes to sell it, and people are like, yeah, that's where that murder happened.
Good
so
point.
If you think you should disclose it, you probably should disclose it.
Well, plus there's some ethnicities. Is that the term I'm looking for?
Yes.
Where they would ask if anybody ever died in the house, and they can't because their spirit is still there, they feel.
Right.
I've lost several deals because of that. We all have, I'm
sure. And so you have to be respectful of that.
Right.
And so as a seller, if you think it's going to be an issue later, Bring it up.
Yeah.
Disclose it.
Good point.
Just be honest.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder if that could work. On the other side of being positive, like there's Caspers in the house, you know, like a friendly ghost.
Do you have a Casper?
You know, I don't. This lady's the one. Donna thinks our house has some spirits. Is that the? Yeah, I guess that's
spirits.
The word. A ghost, spirits in it. She says that once in a while. She'll hear something, and I don't know. I don't know. I just read the paper.
Sometimes good or bad, they're stuck.
Bit.
So they're stuck.
I'm
if
okay
they're here.
With that. I think that I don't. I love our home. I'm going to be seeing you there at my Christmas party. You've been there before.
I haven't.
No, I haven't either, Sandra.
I haven't.
Nope.
Anybody in here?
Wait, person. Nope.
Todd,
have you been
we're
there?
We're on the B list. No. Todd, we're on the B list.
Christy, have you been there?
I've already.
Christy's done it. Yeah, she's been there.
I have already booked the entertainment.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay.
And
all right.
Maybe
hey,
I'll
John, we're the entertainment.
Yeah, we're the entertainment.
Right.
All right. You have to go, don't you?
I do.
All right. See ya. All right, Sandra, you're going to stay here.
Sandra's clear out.
Fun.
Mino and
Sandra, back after this.
When your people are ready, your business is ready. Cintas makes sure they have what they need to perform their best. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, fire protection systems that are tested and inspected, first aid and safety supplies, floor mats, or cleaning tools and restroom products, stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together, so visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your updated forecast, overcast today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 69. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 59. Cloudy skies expected. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64. Overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 64. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers, 62 on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Music, people. I'm loving it. It's awesome. Okay.
Sandra Rank in the house.
Okay, so I have one more good story.
Can I read a quick text?
Yeah, of course you can.
Our first house, I always got a chill when I walked around the kitchen table. A neighbor came over, pointed to that spot and said, that's where we found her.
Elderly
woman passed away there. Creepy. That's a text we just got.
Yeah. Energy is real. All right, so I have one more good story for you. There's a really good book out. It's called Haunted Green Bay, if you're into that.
You know,
it's a really good book.
Someplace.
It's really good. So in it, they talk about the Frelick House. It's the old Brown County Sheriff Frelick lived there.
Okay.
So, and I've heard about this just in my world, but then when I read about it there, I'm like, yeah, we know about that. It was like a movie. They had sightings, they heard things, he thought they were getting broken into several times. He went down the basement, he went upstairs thinking there was an intruder in the house. They ended up leaving the house because it was so bad.
Wow.
They called the priest in. The priest was like, this is out of my league. They wanted an exorcism. He's like, yeah, I do not do that. So they ended up leaving the house. And agents, this is back in the day, said the cupboard doors would come open. They just said it was really scary.
Where is this house?
It's on South Quincy in
Estes
Park.
So it's still around?
Oh, yeah, it's still around.
People live there.
And I don't know what their current service is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anybody
but they left
else?
The house. They left the house.
And if can I help you, sir?
There's also a really great movie out. I don't know how recent it is, but it's called The Watcher. So if you like, and that's based off. Oh, God, you scared me.
I'm sorry. That's the only that's the only TV show that's ever scared the crap out of me.
And it's a real story. It's true.
Oh, my God, is that scary?
Yeah, it's super scary. And they never solved
and
it.
And I love that actor.
I love the whole thing. It was so good. Yeah.
Got this one text. Haunted. I always think of the Lorelei Inn.
That's famous, too.
Really?
That's in that book. I didn't read it, but it's in that book, The Lorelei. Yes.
Did you bring this in? Where did this book just come from?
I brought it.
Oh, you brought it in.
I do my homework, dude.
I would like to look at it more closely, but I'm afraid to put on my glasses because I know I'll catch crap from everybody.
Yeah, the Lorelei is mentioned in there. So anyway, there you go.
Put my bling glasses on? Haunted Green Bay. I love this.
So I have another kind of interesting haunted story. When I was showing a house one time to these
people.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. I get goosebumps. Talking about
it. I want to hear it.
It's a house in Alloway. It's a vacant house. So this man and this woman, and husband and wife, and I are walking the house, and it's so dark, and it was just an odd house. But anyway, I'm like, So we were walking through the house, and we go into the lower level. The entire lower level is painted blood red. The floors, the walls, the ceilings, the pool table, the benches are blood red, like leather. And then we walk into the, I'm like,
oh my God. We walk into the back laundry area, and hanging from the ceiling from four big, big, big chains is like this big, thick table. Like a, I don't know what that was. They looked at me and they're like, yeah, we're good. We're good. Wow. And I'm like, yeah, I'm out here too. So we go upstairs and we start hearing this funky, like, whoa. I'm not even joking. I'm like, she ran out the door. He starts to run out the door. I'm like, dude, don't leave me in this house by myself. So anyway, we're like quick locking up the door. We walk out and they're like, what was that? I'm like, maybe it was just the heating and cooling system. And they're like, yeah, no, that was super bizarre. And I'm like, it was so scary. I can't even tell you.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I was like, what the hell was
Todd,
that?
Todd, chime in.
I don't know. I'm just sitting here loving it.
Yeah, wow. It was, that was something.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So when you go into a house like that, and you know, I remember one time I had a science teacher in high school, and he talked about it. He said, energy never dies. Energy is always there no matter what.
Yeah, that's physics.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have physics.
Okay. Sorry. It just changes form. Energy just changes form.
That's what I mean. I mean, it's a real thing.
It's
energy.
A thing. It's a thing.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Good
wow,
and
wow,
bad.
Wow.
Good and bad.
Yes. Have you ever been creeped out showing a house?
Yes. I just told you a story. I was so creeped out.
I got creeped out one time showing this house. And I'll tell you, I just got a text here. Haunted Green Bay is an excellent book.
Yes.
So I had to show this house, this big old house one time. And you know, I had to do an open house. I'm sorry. And I go in there, and there was a dead bird that had been kind of like ripped apart and on the basement floor.
What ripped it apart?
Nobody knows. And I even called the guy I worked for and whatever. I said, you're not going to believe this is a weird thing. And he's like, well, is there a fireplace? I go, no. It was the strangest thing. And I'm going to tell you what I think it was when we're off the air.
No way. Tell us on air.
No. I think it was another agent who had something against me or the company I was working for. And this other agent was pretty bizarre. And I think they knew we were going to be doing an open house and did that to like scare away people.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be sinister.
I know.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm going to write the name. I'm going to write the name. All right. Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm just
going to
write the name.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What do you think?
Did you see that
happening?
Oh, I don't know. That's so dark. I can't go there.
I know. But possibly.
Possibly.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I had to clean out this dead bird before we could have an open house.
Oh.
And it was just out of the blue, sitting in the middle of this floor in a thing. Yeah.
You know, one time I had this house where it was for sale for a really long time, and it was a really traumatic event that happened. They're like horribly devastating for the family. And they had long since moved out. So I just had the house cleared, and it was an intense clearing, supposedly. It sold the next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Can I read this book?
You can, yes.
Haunted Green
Bay? You can have it. You can have it.
I'll keep it here.
It's yours.
Take it back.
It's yours.
I want to read this.
I always say when dealing with ghosts and spirits and energy, I always say, and people say, are you scared of that stuff? And the truth is, I think humans are actually scarier than energies.
Yeah, that's true. I know what you mean.
I think humans can be much darker and more sinister than most, because most energy that's hanging out in old homes, it's not bad. It's just what's left over from the past. You know,
well, I think it's interesting because I feel like, you know, when you like when our son died, I feel like they just changed their, it's just a change in energy. They're still present. They're just not physically present. So I do think that. So I kind of feel the same way as you, but it can be unnerving if it's
absolutely
a dark, because I do believe there's dark and light.
Or intense. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or if it just catches you totally off guard.
Wow. Interesting stuff. I'd like to do this.
I should just do a show with her about ghosts.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think this would be fantastic.
And there's stuff I can't talk about because people wouldn't know. I mean, it's a thing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Sandra Rank Realty.
Spooky Halloween.
I love this. How's the business going? Good?
Fantastic. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's intense out there right now, but yeah, our business is doing
intense
fantastic.
In a good way?
We're busy, but interest rates are having a huge effect, for sure.
Yeah, I know. They're going to come down.
They'll come down someday.
All right. Someday.
It's a cycle. Everything is a cycle.
All right.
Wonderful having you here. We love having you here for this
segment.
Well,
I love being here. This you guys are fantastic. Awesome. And you're doing such a great job for Green Bay. You rock.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right. Might on the Mayor, we have to wrap it up today. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Sandra Rank joining us. See ya. Out of the red, out
of the head, she's saying. All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Let's see the winning plays. Here we've got incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST, 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.